I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A Halliburton subsidiary is in the news today. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, auditors at the Pentagon want to know why military contractor Kellogg Brown & Root did not fully document nearly $2 billion worth of services to the military. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, tell us exactly what Kellogg Brown & Root, we call them KBR, is being accused of in this Pentagon audit.
Well, according to the Journal, which got its hands on a copy of the audit, Kellogg Brown & Root has billed the military some $4 billion for services that it's performing in Iraq and Kuwait. You know, it's responsible for everything from getting food and shelter for the troops to making sure that military cars have gas. But according to this audit, about half that bill isn't documented like it should be. KBR is asking for $1.8 billion without really saying exactly what that's paying for. It just doesn't have the right paperwork.
Now, KBR has already been in the news quite a bit, and they are under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in spite of all that money coming in.
Yeah, they filed for reorganization several months ago, along with another Halliburton subsidiary, and that was mostly because of a settlement over asbestos lawsuits. But there's been a whole slew of investigations into its billing practices, whether it overbilled the government for supplying U.S. troops in Iraq with fuel. Earlier this year, it was accused of inflating the bill for meals that it served at a U.S. military base. And the context of all this, of course, is that it's just the latest contracting problem for Halliburton, a company under quite a bit of scrutiny because Vice President Dick Cheney used to be its CEO, and it's been awarded huge no-bid contracts by the Pentagon. And last week, shareholders in Halliburton filed a class action lawsuit accusing it of serial accounting fraud. So these problems just go on and on for this company.
Now, what is KBR and or Halliburton saying about this particular Pentagon audit?
Well, the KBR told the Journal that it's confident it will be able to work all this out with the Pentagon. The way this process works is that contractors give estimates of what their services are going to cost. The Pentagon pays as those services are provided, and then contractors have to submit records for actual costs. The audit says that KBR's records basically aren't detailed enough to justify this money. The Army already gave two extensions to get this paperwork in. The next deadline is this Sunday. So if there's not another extension, as I mentioned, the military could withhold about 15% of that $4 billion, which would be about $600 million. And in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're climbing into the trading pits where they decide the price of oil.
Okay, Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.